This is USA Radio News. I'm Rusty.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Hey, welcome to the program, one and all. We get started on yet another broadcast day. This will be great. I'm Johnny Dean, Rick Plum, our professor, here with me from Lucia Capital Group. We got a lot of things to talk about. We got some folks on hold, and we're going to get to them first up. So hang on for that phone number if you want to get on board. I would suggest you do so right away. But we're also going to be talking this hour about a process known as the Roth two-step. Had some questions on this, of course, yesterday. The Roth two-step. No, not a dance. I guess maybe it should be. How do you get money into a Roth IRA if you make more money than the contributory limits allow? That's right. If your income is too high, you are more or less aced out of contributing to a Roth. But magically, you can still have a Roth with perhaps even more money in it by doing this, what's called Roth two-step, backdoor Roth. That's another name for it. So we've got that to talk about. Now, you've got money questions? Yes, of course you do. You give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. We will get those questions all answered right here on the show. You can send us your email questions at our website, wealthed.com. That's where you see the Find Your Answer link right there near the top part of the page. Professor Rick Plum joins me today, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. It's very important that you got the financial knowledge you need to get yourself through retirement, and that's why we're here. Brain Trust advisors at Lucia Capital Group, here to help you out with your own retirement strategy. Do not try to do this on your own. It's too important to try to tackle this complicated stuff by yourself. Talk to a Lucia Capital Group advisor off the air, 800-644-1150. Everyone has unique goals and needs. You give the Brain Trust advisors a call today. Talk to them at Lucia Capital Group. Make an appointment to go over your personal retirement plan. Again, the number off the air, 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Let's move along right away. In fact, we have a couple folks on hold, but I want to remind you, too, that we still have three lines open, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Let's try Jim first up in Alexandria, Virginia. Hello, Jim.
Gentlemen, Rick, I don't know if this question is right up your alley, but you seem to have an insight on just about everything. My father bought some raw land in the state of Maine about 50 years ago, and he paid about $2,500 or some ridiculously low figure, and the children were gifted the land, and now there is a quarrying going on, just started. And the land probably now is worth between $500,000 and $600,000. And we'd like to know how to value the land in terms for depletion purposes. We don't want to use the original $2,500 figure, but wanted just some guidance on how to go forward.
And this is where accountants are worth every penny.
We have an accountant, but I haven't been able to get in touch with him today. So
yeah, to be honest, I don't have a good answer. The basis in the property, I don't know that you can go and depreciate even with depletion allowances and coring issues. I don't think you can base it on the current value because he gave it to the kids while he was still alive.
Right.
So their basis, the $2,500 got divvied up between the three of you that received the property. So each of you has a very small $800-some-odd basis in the property. And this is where I did, you know, I didn't study accounting that deeply. In fact, when I got into cost accounting and things like this, I kind of, you know, my head started spinning and I kind of said, no, I don't want to be an accountant. And that's one of the reasons why.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I was looking on the internet yesterday and I thought I found something that said referred to legislation from 1918.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, John might remember when they passed that, but I wasn't here.
Yeah, neither was I. And they said something about if you suddenly found the land to be valuable and you wanted to sell it, as a result, then you use the original cost basis.
Well, that makes total sense. But it might be that because if you find, you know, they find a mineral on it that otherwise before hadn't been known to be there and or became valuable, you may be able to deplete or show a loss larger than what the basis is. And this is a very intricate, you know, place, area of accounting. And you need a good accountant that knows how to do this. And that's not me.
Yeah, well, when I find out, I'll let you know.
Yes, sir.
With the answer. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Jim, for the call. So this is land that goes way back.
Well, yeah, I guess Dad bought it 50 years ago or so for $2,500. Now it's worth $500,000 or more because of whatever they found on it, whether it be, you know, some kind of mineral or oil or something that is worth a lot more than $2,500.
Something they want to get out of it. Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
And there are depletion allowances where you can start, you know, it's not just a straight line depreciation and things, where you can start, you know, taking fairly good sized losses in the early years.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know that you can take out more than the basis. I don't know that you can't. I don't know that you either way on this one.
Yeah. I know early on, I mean, that you do have substantial. But as the years go on,
if I buy an oil and gas project, you know, put $100,000 in, I can take very large losses in the first years as a depreciation,
right?
But not more than what I put into it, I don't think.
Well, I wouldn't think so. But then again, there's nothing that we know. That's why you said accountants have.
Accountants
jobs.
Are worth their weight in gold on this kind of issue, or oil, or minerals, or whatever it is they found.
Whatever. 877 Planner. Let's continue here. Bill is up next in Stuart, Florida. Hello, Bill.
Good afternoon. Well, my question, I'm not sure that you fellows will know this. It may be something a lawyer will have to answer, but my father will be 96 next month, Lord willing, and my sister and I are on his checking account. Now, I know that we recently learned that we're liable or could be sued if he is in an accident, he's still driving. If he is in an accident and he gets sued, that we could be sued also because we're on his checking account.
I haven't heard that other than the fact that the checking account would definitely be available to anybody that sues him.
Yes, but I'm pretty sure from what we've learned is that we would also be liable. My question is, since I have power of attorney, if my sister and I were to get ourselves off the checking account, would I still be liable as the power of attorney if he were sued?
I don't see how, because you're just having financial authority. But again, this is a legal question. You are correct. You're going to need to ask a legal professional in this area, which I am not. But you just have the right to sign on his behalf. Now, if you were to do something that created the liability, then I think that you could be sued. I mean, you did something with your father's money. But I don't think that, you know, if he unfortunately goes out and was driving and got into an accident and somebody sued him. I don't know what he's going to get sued for, but I don't see where you're going to be liable. But again, this is a legal question.
Does your father have a lot of assets? I mean,
no, he doesn't really have any except his house and the land it sits on, which is about an acre and a quarter.
Oh, nice property. Yeah, these are legal questions. I don't see how the power of attorney opens you up to a lawsuit that your personal assets are on the line, unless you can be somehow brought into the lawsuit for some other reason than just being his personal representative.
Yeah. Well, I know in Florida we have no-fault insurance. So I don't know whether that enters into the picture or not. But okay, so I know you used to have a lawyer on the program, Butterfield, I think his name was.
Right, but he's not this kind of an attorney either.
Yeah, he's a tax attorney. I think it would have something to do with whether or not the Bill, you and your family are guardians of some kind
and
over your father.
And it's also going to be subject to Florida state law because that's
right.
It's going to be very specific to your area.
All righty, I kind of thought that might be the case.
Sorry.
I need to talk with a local attorney, and there sometimes is one on the radio here. So, okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Bill, thank you for a couple of interesting questions there.
Yeah, great. So start the show off real well. Two questions that I have no ability to answer.
One for lawyers. Well, what he's talking about is the fact that he has power of attorney. He's on the checkbooks. His dad is 95, 96 years old. And
I don't see how the fact that I can sign and pay his bills makes me personally liable unless I sign and make him personally liable for something that I basically take over.
Yeah, see, and these are not legal answers or anything like that. I can't see it either. I could see, however, if they were somehow guardians of, his dad, maybe the dad was living with them, they're responsible somehow for his actions and that kind of thing. There may be something there. But as far as just having power of attorney, I don't see it.
And that's why we're not attorneys.
Well, maybe an attorney can help answer that question. I don't know. I mean, you look at
and
kids.
I do believe it's going to be state driven. I mean, not all states are going to look at it the same way.
Yeah, that could very well be. And I don't think the no fault thing has much to do with this at all. But you look at kids, for example, parents who are sometimes sued for the actions of the kids. Now, I don't know whether or not that would be successful.
Yeah, but you're responsible for your children. You're not responsible for your parents.
Well, that's what I'm saying, unless somehow you have been assigned some sort of guardianship over somebody who can't take care of themselves.
Yeah, but they're not guardians. They just have power of attorney to sign on behalf of them.
Yeah, so
or
as
does
far
that,
as I know.
Does that give them a does
Don't
that
know.
Transfer the power to you
All
to
right.
the responsibility?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you have questions, give us a call. You've got money questions, certainly. We will be able to answer those. 877-PLANNER, our number. We're going to talk a little bit about the Roth two-step and anything else that's on your mind. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, the Brain Trust, sticking around for another segment or two, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement plan presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today.
Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Okay. All right. Is this the bump? All right. Okay. All right. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637.
That was smooth.
That was smooth. You like that?
No.
No?
I like the song.
Well, yeah, but they put the they put the needle at the wrong. It was
needle
a,
drop.
It was,
wrong
it was spot? Yeah, it was a 360 turn too short. Yeah. That's what it was. All right. Welcome back to the program, folks. We got lines open for you. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. All right, now, Roth IRAs, because we've had this question many times with regard to folks who would like to put money inside of a Roth IRA. There is a way to do that. Now, before we get to that, Professor Plum, let's talk for just a second about what a Roth IRA is and why many people might find it desirable to have money in it.
Well, it's a great way to accumulate money, avoid the taxation on the potential earnings between now and when we need to spend the money, and then when we do need to spend the money, have tax-free income to go along with our Social Security, our IRA distributions, pensions if we have them, all these other sources of potential taxable income. It's nice to have a pool of money that we don't have to worry about taxes with. And so that's where a Roth can come in very, very, very handy. A lot of people have 401ks, pension plans at work, and they're using those. And they want to save more money than what they can do just through their employment. And they look at traditional IRAs. Well, traditional IRAs, in some cases, give us a tax deduction. But for most people that have retirement plans at work, that have the excess money to be able to save, they're not getting the tax deduction because there are income limits to being able to get to the deduction. So the Roth IRA, if I'm not going to get a deduction, a Roth IRA is a great way to go because I don't get a deduction on a Roth IRA either. But at least with a Roth IRA, as long as I have it for at least 5 years and make it to 59 and a half or older, the distribution will be tax-free compared to a non-deductible traditional IRA where I put it in and I will be able to recover my after-tax money at some point, very slowly throughout my lifetime. But any earnings that it creates become taxable, and any earnings and the contribution itself become part of the IRA value, which creates a higher required minimum distribution, which I may or may not want to deal with. So if I'm not getting the tax deduction, a Roth IRA is a great way to save.
Yeah.
And it's better than just putting it into a personal investment. I mean, personal investment, you know, putting it into some kind of a growth investment, whether it be an index fund, an ETF, or something of that nature, it will grow and it will potentially get long-term capital gain treatment, which is better than ordinary income, and it'll get a step up in basis, but I have to die to get that. That's okay. That's still better than a non-deductible IRA, in my opinion. But the Roth is still better than that because then I don't even have to worry about dying to get the step-up in basis. I don't have to worry about avoiding capital gains because it's a tax-free environment. Tax-deferred until I take the money out. And as long as it's been 5 years and I'm 59 and a half, or disabled by the time I take it out, or want to buy a first-time home purchase, up to $10,000 of the earnings, the Roth IRA is just very, very flexible and very easy on the tax eyes.
That's right.
It just doesn't potentially create taxes.
Yeah, so it's nice to have tax-free. There's no required minimum distribution for the owner or the spouse of the owner if they happen to inherit it from their spouse. There's no requirement. It doesn't count.
It doesn't affect my healthcare.gov subsidy if I'm dealing with that.
Nope.
It doesn't affect my
Social Security.
Doesn't affect the taxation on my Social Security benefits.
Nope.
It doesn't count towards the Medicare premium increase. It's a blessing.
Yeah, it's great, which is strange, which is, I don't know why Congress hasn't killed it off completely, because it works very well for us. But anyway, to contribute to a Roth IRA, Professor Plum, there are, however, income limits. If you make too much money...
Well, first off, you do have to be working. You have to have current earned income.
Like any IRA.
Current W-2 income, current net self-employment income. You have to have income. Now, there are no age restrictions, but there are adjusted gross income restrictions. That's all sources of income on the tax return. And depending upon whether you're single or married, or married filing a separate return, there's different income limits. Basically, if you're married filing a separate return, forget about it. The income limits are very, very low. You're not going to be able to do it. But if you are a single individual and your adjusted gross income, that's all the income that goes on the tax return before the majority of your deductions, as long as it's under $117,000, you can contribute directly to a Roth IRA. You lose the ability as a single individual to contribute to a Roth IRA between 117 and 132 of adjusted gross income. Now, for a married couple, that number is 184,000. It's not double the single level. It's more than the single level, but not double. It's phased out. So if you make under 184,000 as a married filing a joint return, and that's all income, your income, your spouse's income, interest, oh, well, nobody has interest income anymore.
No.
Capital gains, dividends, things like that, rental income, all of that combined together, if your adjusted gross income is under 184,000, you can contribute directly to a Roth IRA. If it's between 184 and 194, you lose the ability to contribute directly to a Roth IRA. And if your income is over 194,000, you're over the limit. You're not going to be able to do it. Now, one nice little issue is that if you're contributing to a 401k, that tax-deductible contribution comes off before the adjusted gross income. So that can actually help you be eligible for a Roth IRA. Unlike having a pension plan, which can hurt you in being able to contribute to a deductible traditional IRA, putting money into a deductible 401k or any kind of deductible plan allows you to bring your adjusted gross income down and actually may make you eligible to contribute directly to a Roth IRA. So it's all about the modified adjusted gross income. Can we do it? Now, unfortunately, or fortunately, there's a lot of people who make more than the thresholds, either single 132 or married 194. You notice it's a $15,000 phase out for a single person, and only a $10,000 phase out level for a married.
That's the other thing. If you're single and you make over $117,000 AGI, you start to lose your ability to contribute to a Roth.
But it's a $15,000 phase
all
out of your
to
ability.
$132,000. Now, if you're married, it would stand to reason that there would be a $234,000.
Nope, 184.
All the way up to $264,000.
Nope, $10,000 phase out.
And they've never really explained that.
That's they don't the have to. They're Congress.
Well, it's one of the things that they refer to as the marriage penalty, because the income limits phase out at a lower income.
Now, when we, these numbers that we're talking about, the phase outs, have been indexed for inflation, but they've been around since we were able to start Roth IRAs back in 1998. We've always had income limits on the ability to contribute to a Roth IRA. But when Roth IRAs first came out, there were also income limits on who could convert traditional IRA money to Roth IRAs. That limit was $100,000. Whether you're single or married, it was $100,000, adjusted gross income. If you made under $100,000, you could do Roth conversions. If you made over $100,000, you could not do Roth conversions. That was the number that was set, and it was from 1998, went on until 2010. In 2010, they removed the limits. No, they removed the limit, the one limit, the conversion limit. They left the contribution limits the way they were before. They didn't change those in any way, shape, or form. They're still indexed for CPI. But the conversion limit was removed, so anybody could convert traditional IRA money to Roth IRA.
Yeah, in fact, way back in even when we had the limits, they were actively asking people, to convert their money from an IRA into a
Roth IRA. Well, the government was saying you should be doing this conversion. Oh, you can't do it if you're over $100,000, but anybody else, you should be doing it. And so the adjusted gross income limit at $100,000, that didn't include the conversion. But if they wanted you to convert your assets.
Right.
Not enough people did.
But as of 2010, as Professor Plum just said, that went away. So now anybody of any income limit can, convert to a Roth IRA. This is where the two-step comes into place. 877-PLANNER. We'll talk more about this when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. That explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, at Lucia Capital Group. We believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education. Learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice. Get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning. Choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Well, sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day, like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
It's strategy investing. Hey, listen, you know what? We got folks busy. We got a lot of folks on hold. We're going to get to the calls right away. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We're here ready to answer your money questions. We're going to get into this whole idea again of Roth two-step. We've kind of set it up there, Professor Plum, knowing that there is no income limit to do a Roth conversion currently.
Currently.
So anybody who's making $500,000 or $5 million or whatever it is can do a Roth conversion. There's a two-step process to doing this. We're going to talk about that coming up. But let's get back to the phone lines. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Daniel, up next in Sacramento. Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
How can we help you today?
I'm calling in. I'm starting saving for a down payment on a home. And, I'm kind of looking at my options. It'll take us less than a year to save up the 20% that we'll need.
Wow, very good.
And I'm kind of weighing my options on what I want to be sticking that money in. So, for example, I have a Stash account. It's this app that you can use to kind of set money aside in these little investment accounts. And it's worked pretty well for me so far. I'm kind of sitting on, 5% return on it. And, That's one option I'm thinking of, as opposed to just sticking it all in a savings account. Now, there's risk when you're investing your money.
Yes.
So I want to know if there's any experience that you have to draw on to say that's worth it or not.
Well, you got to figure that probably 25% of the time you're dealing with any type of investment that has risk, you're going to lose money. Now, so how much money is 20%? Are we talking about $50,000, $100,000? Are you buying a $1 million house? What are we looking at?
It'll probably be around 60,000, maybe a little bit more, 60 to 70.
So let's say you need 60,000 down, and you want to have 60,000 a year from now. And if you invest in the account that's been you've been doing, you may have 63,000 if you have a 5% rate of return. But with that type of a return potential, you may also only have 55,000 or so. Is that going to be an issue?
Yeah, I guess that's where I'm kind of like vacillating on what I should do with it, because obviously I would hate to lose money, but then when it comes to down payment on a house, every little bit counts to where you can pay down the interest rate and all that good stuff.
Right, and so if every little bit counts, losing money counts more.
More. Yes. I see what you're saying there. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So as opposed to just putting it into a savings account, which may not return much, do you have any suggestions?
Well, you're talking about a savings account that will not return much. There's no may about it. Yeah, you may earn 1% on an annual rate on some of the online accounts.
Yeah.
But you're not going to lose any money. And it, with a short-term time horizon, in many respects, not losing is a better rate of return than the potential for 5, 6, 7, 8% or minus 5, 6, 7, 8% or even minus 10%. So, yeah. There, unfortunately, with a short-term time horizon, there are no good options if you do not want to lose money. There's really nothing that you can use on short-term basis that doesn't have risk.
Yeah.
So you have to decide whether or not the potential return that you can get out of these other different types of accounts is worth the risk of not having 100% of the money available.
Gotcha. Well, maybe I'll have to wait to the election and see how the market reacts to that to see what I want to do with it then.
Well, you could, although even then, I mean, it's,
so the
market
is,
reactions to elections are very short term. So,
yeah, so you either stay in cash and wait till the election to see how it's going to react, and then by the time it reacts, you try to get in, but it's already too late because it moved so quickly. Or you stay in waiting to see how the market reacts, And then you find out that it wasn't a good reaction because neither option is very good. Sorry about that.
Nope.
And then you, by the time you get out, you've lost money.
Yep.
It's hard to play. So if you wanted to play that game, you go with the 50-50 mix. You keep 50% of it safe, 50% of it in the stash account and or whatever you're doing, and hope for the best, knowing that at least some of it can't lose money.
Well, what would you be happy with? What sort of rate of return would you be happy with?
I mean, honestly, I mean, anything as far as along the lines of what I'm getting right now. I mean, you know, on a typically it's taken me just a few months to get about a 4% or so return with,
right, and
with what I'm
probably,
doing
now. Like I said before, it's like a 1 in 4 chance, 1 in 3 chance of losing. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. the more that you need the money on a specific date, the more fate mm-hmm. and more the odds are going to swing the other way. More Murphy's Law comes into play.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I'll just play it safe and stick it in a savings account and be happy I don't lose anything.
Yeah, you know, like you said, sometimes not losing 10% is the same thing as gaining 10%. I mean, you could look at it that way. But yeah, Daniel, when you're talking about short-term assets, we try to match assets to liabilities on this show, and we would strongly recommend that you keep it safe if you need it, you know, in a very short amount of time.
And the comment, Dan, you made about, you know, trying to eke out every little bit helps. Mm-hmm. I mean, the upside is not all that great. I mean, it's a difference in $63,000, to 63. But the downside could hurt you a lot.
Yeah.
Now, as sure as you do this, the market's going to take off. It's going to go up 50%, and you're going to miss out on it.
And you're going to say, "Doggone it, Professor
those
Plum!"
Dummies.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? These are the risks that you take. Of course, you could take it to Las Vegas, you know, and make it. You know, you could double it on one throw of the dice. I'm kidding.
Or lose it all on one throw of the dice.
You could lose it all, exactly. All right.
They're definitely against you there, so I'm not doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Does that help you out?
Yes. Thank you very much,
Daniel. Thank you for the call. Yeah, I mean, again, you know, this is the problem that low interest rates create. You know, there is no reward, Professor Plum, for him to lend the money.
And, you know, I don't know where I would fall on that. I tend to fall back on the 50-50, but that's potential for losing some money. Not losing as much, obviously not gaining as much.
No, and I know what you mean. All right, 877-PLANNER, we have time. Let's go to Manny up next in Houston, Texas. Hello, Manny. How can we help you today?
Yes. Somebody called me for a insurance-based series.
Okay.
And they have been dealing with this insurance company for last 40 years, they said, and a 5-year series for 3% yield.
So they're saying that you can get a 3% guaranteed return for 5 years. Is that what I...
5 years, yes.
That's a little higher than I've seen in the markets lately. I've only seen the 3% on a 10-year guaranteed chassis. So something is... It may be true. I'd have to look at the offer. The insurance company may be looking to raise some capital, so they're offering a better rate of return right now. I'd want to know what the ratings are. Usually when I see higher than normal ratings on an insurance company, or excuse me, higher than normal interest rates being credited, the ratings of the company are down in the B range. And so
yeah.
I'm not sure I'd want to deal with a B-rated company. I want my money back. Yes, I want the rate of return, but more important than the rate of return is I want my own money back too. And I don't want to have to wait longer for it.
Yeah, so I have to ask them what rated company is that? Or which company is that?
Yeah, you want to know what the rate... you want to know what company it is. Do your research on the company. What are the ratings best? S&P, Duff & Phelps. There's several different rating agencies. And get a consensus across the board from all of them. Every once in a while, one of them will rate lower than others. But you know, you just want to get a feel for the company. And the fact that this person's been dealing with it for 40 years. Now, why is somebody calling you? Did they call you out of the blue, or did you ask them to give you a call for a specific issue?
We attended seminar there, and that time they had some kind of contact.
Okay, and so what in the seminar were they promoting? Were they promoting annuities in the seminar?
No, they were promoting dividend-based stocks.
Dividend-based stocks. But but now they're promoting an annuity because you said you wanted more guarantees, or why did they switch gears?
No, they had a special right now. This is pretty promotional for a timely CD for 3.01%.
So they're saying it's a CD.
It's a CD.
Okay, it's not an annuity.
No, it's not an annuity. It's an insurance-based CD.
An insurance-based CD is an annuity.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Insurance companies don't issue CDs. They issue annuities. And it's so an annuity at three, but anything for 3% for 5 years with today's interest rates is a little higher than the norm. I'm not saying it's impossible. I just want to know a little bit more about it. I'd want to know how long my surrender charge period is.
Did they tell you that?
They said that you cannot withdraw money for 5 years.
Okay, but at the end of 5 years, I can take all the money without any problem.
Now, yes.
Okay, so make sure that you understand how you're going to get the money. Will they pay you a lump sum of the money? Are there any kind of charges to it? Just check it out. It's a little bit better than average, or not better than average, a little better than anything else I've seen out there. It's not a huge amount better, but typically for a 5 year right now, I'd expect in the low to mid twos. This is a little bit higher, and so I'd want to know exactly when I got the contract. If I did it, I'd want to read the contract and know everything about it.
Yeah, Manny, I got to take a break. If you want to hold on, we can get some more information from you on this. We can talk a little bit more about it on the other side of the break, give you some more information. If you have more questions, certainly hang on. 877-PLANNER, our number. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing continues.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy,
inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150 or click contact us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We've got another hour in many cities ahead, so stick around for more of the best in money information, money advice. Get on board right now with your questions, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, emails at wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthad.com. All right, so to wrap up what we were talking about a moment ago with Manny in Houston, Texas, he had called, an insurance company had called him, I guess,
right,
after attending.
Broker had called him.
After attending a workshop or a seminar. Where they were talking about something not quite related to...
Well, he thought it was a CD, but it was issued by an insurance company. There are CD-type annuities where they have a fixed guaranteed period interest rate for a period of time. This one, he believes, was a 5-year fixed annuity for 3%. That's a little higher than I've seen out there in the world today or in this time. I just looked it up during the break, and it just a very quick area where I looked at... tends to show what the rates are, and the best that they were showing was 2.5% for 5 years. It's not a big difference, but even that 2.5% was in a B range of companies. It's not an A rated company. Is that a problem over 5 years? Hopefully not. So that's up to you. My personal opinion is I tend to stay away from B, but that's just me. So the things you want to look at, can they change the rate? Is this truly a CD type annuity that has a guaranteed rate for the full 5 years? At the end of 5 years, are there any surrender period left? Is there any surrender charge left? What some annuity companies do is they'll put a 5-year guarantee on a 10-year surrender period chassis, and they'll give you a 30-day window at the end of the 5 years to get the money out. And if you don't get it out in that window, then it locks in for the remaining portion of the 10 years. And so you have to be up on it and be aware of it and be ready for it. So as long as you know that it's there and you're willing to accept those types of parameters, fine. There are some that have a 5-year guarantee, but no window to get out. They'll only guarantee the rate for 5 years, and then the last X number of years till the end of the surrender period, it is whatever the insurance company wants to pay on that contract, subject to the floor, which is there is usually some floor, maybe 1% or so, 0.5%, that they can't go below. So you just want to know what's going on. Read the surrender issues. Read the distribution issues. Make sure that you're getting what you want. Now, if they're saying it's something else and the 3% is, just understand what you're buying. It's not that it's bad. It's just that it's a little bit better than I've seen in the environment. Not a huge amount better. Like I said, the best I've seen recently, and I looked it up just a few minutes ago, was 2.5% for 5 years.
Yeah, okay.
Instead of 3%. But that's a big difference when you're talking about as a percentage increase. And from time to time, insurance companies will offer better rates to pull money into the insurance company.
Right. And then what happens after that is anybody's guess.
But as long as you get in, I mean, a very, very large A-rated company did it a couple of years ago when the interest rates were about 3. They offered 5 for about a month and a half.
And then guess where all the money went?
A couple, you know, $10, $20 million, and that's what they needed right away. And it was still a good company. But, hey, if you got in at the right time, you got a nice rate of return
sure.
for 5 years.
It's like a blue light special.
Yeah,
attention,
Kmart
shoppers. Blue light special, aisle 7. Get there now. All right, 877-PLANNER. Let's move along. Tony is next in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Tony.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I got a question.
Go right ahead.
My father's in assisted living, mm-hmm. and he has a home that's sitting, but he wants to keep it in the family.
Okay.
And it's in need of repair, roofing, okay. foundation, what have you. What can I do to purchase the house without going to the mortgage company and fix the house while I'm purchasing it? What can I do about that? Do I need to go see some kind of elder attorney or?
Well, you want to just fix it or do you want to buy it?
I want to go ahead and buy it, and in the process of buying it, go ahead and fix it up like it should be.
How much is it worth?
It's about 60.
Well, do you have a big personal portfolio?
As far as my own assets?
Yeah.
I have rental properties. I have my existing home, and yeah.
So
I got a few.
The $60,000 that you would be looking to buy it for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 2 sisters.
Now, are they going to have an issue with you buying the house if it's a house they want to keep in the family?
They haven't yet, because we already discussed that with them, that I was going to try to purchase the house from father, and I told them how much, and they didn't have no issues with it.
Okay, well. So do you have the $60,000?
No.
So you would have to borrow it from someplace?
Right.
Well, you could potentially, and you don't want to deal with a mortgage company, I think I heard earlier, right?
Correct. Because I would have to have it all repaired prior to that time.
Right. So, but you could buy it from your dad and have your dad carry the paper, you know, say, okay, you know, give your dad an IOU, have him take a trust deed out against you for $60,000. And you could pay him the money for, you know, on an ongoing basis. And then if he unfortunately passed away before you got done paying it, it just becomes part of your inheritance coming down to you. You would end up, you know, let's say you owed, you know, $45,000 when he died. Now you inherit basically a third of it, and your 2 sisters inherit a third each of that property or of the loan. So you would end up owing them $30,000 out of the $45,000 because you owe yourself $15,000 on that.
Right.
So you would want to talk to them about how that would happen if dad passed away before you got done paying it off. But you could do that. You could have it written up. I would do it in writing, and I would want it, you know, secured so that your sisters are protected. And that's what I would look at doing.
Who would I have it write it up? Would I go to a CPA? Would I go to an attorney? Would I go?
You could go to either one of those, whoever you have a good relationship with. Anybody that can help you. You're going to need to transfer the title, so I don't know whether a trust company or an escrow company does that in your area, but you could have them help you as well.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I was questioning, because it's like, you know, if I should, in the process of fixing up the house and paying him, if I should pass away, I've got plenty of insurance policies out there that will pay off the amount that's due on the house.
Right.
So I was just questioning, where do I go to have all this done?
No, yeah, and dad, this was dad's primary residence, right?
Correct.
Okay, so there's going to be no tax to dad or anything because it's well under the $250,000 limit.
Correct.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to go to a mortgage company. Your dad could carry it if he's willing to do that.
I'm pretty sure he will.
Okay. I kind of guessed that too.
Yeah, I had that. We had that same feeling. Yeah. Does that help you out, Tony?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I got to take a break. If you have any other questions, please hold on. We can talk to you a little bit more off the air. Well, this could work out, I suppose.
Right. And the fact, I was thinking that maybe his dad could do a gift loan to him.
I was thinking the same thing.
But because Tony has investment property, because he has investments that create capital gains, dividends, interest, and things of that nature, dad can't use the gift loan with him.
Yeah, we'll get into that maybe in the next hour. All right, 877-PLANNER. We will also talk a little bit more about the Roth conversions, 2-step, and all that stuff. If you want to talk to Professor Plum right now off the air, you can do so at this number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150.
800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group. We've got another hour just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.